morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, the 1st of March, 2025, and will then be distributed to all media channels on Sunday, March 2nd, 2025. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes directly real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history. So for entertainment purposes only. For those that need to reach me, just go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. I think there are sessions available now in July, August, and September of this year, 2025. And if you'd like to join our live streams on Friday mornings, Pacific time zone, we answer a plethora of questions, do mediumship, all sorts of things. You can join our Platinum membership, and the join button is on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, or the front page of our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. So great to be with everybody here. A lot of things going on in the world, and happy to kind of go through them all. A lot of chaos happening in the world right now, and this is essentially the rebirth of the nation and rebirth in a lot of areas of the world. So it's analogous to things happened even hundreds of years ago, kind of a rebirth of everything going on. So it's a chaotic landscape going on here. But I want everybody to keep the faith that actually a lot of this will at some point then all come together, die down. We'll get back on a track that's good for humanity. That's kind of just a global message I want to get out there to everybody before we start the session. The questions for these shows are pulled from our community board. We get asked all the time. Our office team puts out a request on Mondays for the following Sunday show, and then all questions are pulled from that community board post by my wife. I think there are again another 500, 600 questions again this week. She then hones it down to, I think we have 89, or let's see, 79 questions today that I'll answer for you in real time. And my wife does take the time to try to make sure they're somewhat representative of all the hundreds of questions that come in, keeping in mind we can only answer a certain quantity of them on each of these broadcasts, each of these shows. So without any further delay, let's get going on today's show. Like I said, being recorded today on Saturday, the 1st of March, deployed March 2nd of 2025. Number 79 in the countdown. Does your team have any advice on how to keep the faith and see the good that might come out of all of this? So I think we're just talking about this, actually. Understand this is the rebirth of a nation, just like what happened to the U.S. in 1776. And all those that are desiring a better outcome, standing in truth and what's good for humanity, it will prevail. So that is really everybody that's down here on the planet right now agree to be down here during this time frame, this entire three-decade reset, the years 2020 to 2050. And there are a lot of light workers down here right now, what we call teacher healer life path individuals that are actually helping. So that's the best way to kind of keep the faith is understand you're standing in a tremendous pocket of change and this landscape for the nation and the world at large. 78. Hello, Sterling. Can Ukraine win the war without the United States being involved? Well, no, they can't win without the U.S. being involved, but the U.S. will be involved, will continue involvement along with other global countries, many in Europe. So, it's all the dust is going to settle on the chaos that we've seen occurring here lately, especially this week. But the U.S. will have a continued involvement and role to play in assisting Ukraine. 77. Hello, Sterling. Is EM trying to control the US using Starlink technology? It's certainly part of a plan to intercept communications using Starlink, and Starlink has been used in a number of, let's call it episodes around the US and the world. But this won't be a successful endeavor, let's say, to control all communications. But I think the question was, are they trying to control the US? Certainly trying to intercept a lot of communications and then use them. But overall, this won't be a successful strategy for Starlink. 76. Aloha, Sterling and team. I have a question about crop circles. Are they real indications of ET life and spacecraft landing, or are they elaborate hoaxes? The majority of crop circles, and I've read a lot of them, are actually real. They're messages to humanity. The way you can spot real crop circles from, let's say, the hoaxes, scientists can actually do an analysis on the blades of grass or the actual plants that were affected by the crop circle. And you actually see things, you see radiation burns. So they're actually, these are coming from extraterrestrial ships and beams of light that create these circles. The hoaxes don't have anywhere near like the radiation burns you can see on a microscopic level in the blades of grass. Very small percentage, much less than 1% of crop circles, are hoaxes. Over 99% of them are real. And I've read on them. They all have very distinct messages to humanity. 75 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Will any government offices or agencies be moved out of the DC area before 45 is decertified? I see significant reductions in the federal workforce around DC. And I don't even know if something like 15% of all the federal workers are actually based in DC. I don't see the agencies being moved out, but I do see significant reductions in the federal workforce. So, in answer to this question, a lot of the agencies will still have a footprint in DC. 74 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Occasionally, when I'm waking up, I can immediately see my bedroom with my eyes closed. It's happened many times over the years, but I never gave it much thought. Then one day I was fully awake with eyes closed, and I wanted to be sure this was happening, and I reached up and touched my eyes. They were closed. What is really going on here with my ability to be able to see my environment with my eyes closed? So this is an attribute of clairvoyant ability. Clairvoyance is the ability to see images, visually, even movies. But clairvoyance is ability to see. It is one of the eight clairs. And so the experience that you're having there is part and parcel related to clairvoyant ability. 73, hello, Sterling. Gene Hackman and his wife were found dead in their home along with their dog. Was he murdered? And if so, do you have anything to do with a company? So unfortunately, I do believe that this was a murder, and it is based on some sort of a business interaction. I didn't spend a lot of time drilling into it, but there's some sort of a business interaction here. The authorities are going to uncover the perpetrators of the crime due to a lot. There'll be an abundance of video surveillance, and they'll be able to kind of backtrack. So unfortunately, this wasn't a natural occurrence. This looks to me, from my team, this was a murder. 72. Hi, Sterling. Are there ways to differentiate between memories of our past lives versus our imagination? So, yeah, past life memories tend to resonate with you very deeply. They can even give you cold chills. They also usually create a lot of detail, and you can remember past life memories throughout the whole duration of your life. Whereas things that are not past life related sometimes can be fleeting memories in and out. They don't resonate with you fully. So look for the deepness of the resonance with the memory, and that's how you can differentiate between a past life memory or something kind of more your imagination. Also, they're just reminding me, a lot of times if you have a past life memory, let's say it's in a location, let's say it's Spain, and you had many lives in Spain. When you go visit there, you'll have a tremendous reaction, a body reaction, and cold chills, and a lot of memories will come rushing back. That's also a good way to differentiate between, a real past life memory or imagination. 71 in the countdown. Is it Friedrich Merz, the leader of Germany's Christian Democratic Union and the presumptive chancellor in 2025 following the success in the recent elections, has addressed concerns regarding foreign interference in Germany's political process. He has been particularly critical of US President 45 and businessman EM for their perceived involvement. What do you think was behind these comments? I get he wanted to send a message out to the world as a warning shot, if you will, a shot across the bow to really warn a lot of other nations, countries about election interference, not the least of which is the US. So this is all part of a lot of international information that's coming forward, and he's one of many individuals going to help push the truth forward. So he's getting the message out there. Seven, also, it's a message I'm just getting here for a lot of countries to, wake up and now start fighting back and really look diligently and auditing a lot of the election process. 70 in the countdown. Nikita Khrushchev, former prime minister of the Soviet Union, said in the 1950s, the Soviet Union didn't need to invade the West. They would defeat the US from within by infiltrating our institutions and communist ideology and demoralizing our confidence in our culture. Have they succeeded? So, I mean, they've made tremendous inroads across many areas of infrastructure, media, government, communications platforms. They have. Won't be successful, but they've made tremendous inroads. And the US, by and large, because this is questions about the US, had been successful over decades of removing a lot of, let's call it, spies for Russia. And a lot of that tide's turning back the other way. But they have done a good job of infiltrating many infrastructure areas, but it won't be successful in the long term. 69. What will be the long-term results now of any deal between Zelensky and 45, based on the disastrous White House meeting? Will it ever be signed? Will it ever be implemented? Yeah, so I do see that, it was a catastrophic meeting, obviously, that occurred this week in the White House between 45 and President Zelensky. I do see that after the dust settles down, there's going to be kind of a re-engagement between Ukraine and the US, and they will move forward on some form of an agreement. So think about this as part of the process, right? There's a number of elements that will occur here. This deal for rare earth metals, communications with individuals trying to get Russia and Ukraine back together to the table. This is all part of a process. It was a disastrous meeting, but my team is saying it's all going to come back around again. There'll be more communications, with Ukraine, US, Russia. We will get to a ceasefire agreement. But again, I've said before, my team has said before, that it will be under the basis of, it looks like, Ukraine kind of having to give up 8% of some of the land grab that was done by Russia. It's very unfortunate, but it's a part of some negotiation that's going to go on here. 68. I just heard about 45's $5 million gold card to buy U.S. citizenship. This sounds like it could be really bad for the U.S. by letting in wealthy criminals and Russian oligarchs. Is this part of the overall Russia oligarch takeover plan? So, in essence, it is part of what's going on behind the scenes. Again, this won't be successful in the long term, but it is an effort to try to bring in Russian oligarchs into some sort of a citizenship status to the US. It is, but it won't be successful in the long run here, okay? 67. Do you see EM losing his contracts with the US government around Starlink assets? I do see many Starlink contracts remaining in place, but I don't see what I do see is a lot of redundant systems being put in by world countries, including the US, as a backup system for Starlink. So not relying 100% on Starlink, building backup or redundant systems. It's going to take several years for this all to take place, but for the time being, there'll be Starlink contracts in place. But I do see that many governments, including the US, are going to start to put the brakes on it, start to slow it down because they see what the long-term ramifications are of only having, a sole source, let's say, like Starlink in certain areas of the world. 66, hello, Sterling and team. How many angels and how many guides do we each have in a lifetime here on Earth? Can the number of guides change at different times, sometimes more, sometimes less? Do you always have the same guides throughout our lifetime? So you always have the same birth angels, and many people have one, two, three, four. You have a series of number of birth angels. Now, birth angels, they do stay with you for life. Their job is to keep you on the planet if it's not your exit point. Guides or working spiritual guides, you'll have a different mix. Sometimes one, two, three, four, five. Most people running around the planet have at least three or four working guides in addition to their birth angels. Some have five or six. A lot of light workers have five and six working guides around them. guides will change out sometimes as you move life cycle to life cycle. Remember, we're all down here on 10-year cycles or 7-year cycles. If you're down here on 7-year cycles, you're repeating life cycles much faster. Life cycles like chapters in a book, the things you agree to accomplish during each chapter of your life. However, guides will trade out as you go through different life cycles, depending on what your requirements are. A good broad example, I'll be simple about this. Let's say you're managing a McDonald's when you're in your early 20s. You have a certain type then of a business guide. Later in your career, maybe you're managing General Motors. You'll have a different type of a business guide. So guides will trade out. The one last thing I'll share with you about guides is they actually learn through us. So they're highly evolved. Usually thousands of reincarnations. But when they're assigned to anybody, they actually do still learn lessons through you. As you learn through life experiences, they learn through you. 65 in the countdown. What do you see for the future of regenerative medicine? Will we have reliable procedures in the near future that allow damaged joints, spinal disc, and other organs to regenerate and/or repair themselves? You know, this is all part of genetic engineering, CRISPR technology, regenerative medicine. Absolutely. It's getting the genes within the body to then do their own self-correction, rebuild organs. You're going to see a lot of this happening by the year 2040. Now, a lot of CRISPR medications will be out before then, but kind of fully integrating regenerative medicine about the year 2040. 64. Hello, Sterling. Ron DeSantis said he wants to develop the Florida DOGE or DOGE. Will it go through or have any effects in Florida? My daughter teaches autistic children in the state. Could those jobs and programs be affected with it? I do see a DOGE or Department of Government Efficiency organization developing in Florida. I do see it's going to have effect on many programs, like the one your daughter is involved with autistic children. So it's going to put a crimp on a lot of the funding. Remember, a lot of this is going to be difficult throughout 2025 and then start to turn around as we get into 2026. A lot of the reestablishment here, okay, of programs. So I do see DOGE, DOGE in Florida, developing its own type of organization, and then it will impact some of these programs. 63, what will happen to MSNBC under its new president, Rebecca Kutler? It's going to turn more favorable to 45 and 45's administration. I mean, they're going to try to silence a lot of the viewpoints that are from the other side of the aisle. 62, does EM want to use Neuralink to control people? Well, you know, that eventually is all part of kind of a grandiose plan, but there'll be many companies that will develop Neuralink type technology. That's really kind of a human interface to computers. There'll be many companies involved in Neuralink type technology. It's not about controlling people in the long run, but it's about efficient communications with supercomputers, things of that nature, using like quantum computing. If you look at extraterrestrials, many of them use not just telepathic communications, but types of biological to technology interfaces. So it's coming. I wouldn't worry about, say, Neuralink as a whole trying to control the world. It's one of many technologies, but in the end, it's not about controlling everybody. 61. Hello, Sterling. Tonight, the bill passed to slash Medi-Cal and Medicaid and food stamps. It has to go to the Senate. I think for it to completely pass, do you see it passing all the way? Some form of this bill is going to pass and it's going to limit Medi-Cal and Medicaid and food stamps. However, for some reason, my team is saying it's going to level out. So there's some cutbacks here, but then it gets reestablished later in the year, or some other program comes in to augment it. So a bit of chaos here in 2025. And it looks like part of this bill will pass that will cut these benefits, unfortunately, but it's going to get turned around. 60, hi Sterling. I've noticed many of the recent UFO UAP whistleblowers are now conducting live viewing sessions and demonstrations of being able to use telepathy to summon UFOs in front of large groups of people. Will these individuals leverage any UFO technology for the greater good, or is this another example of power hoarding, resulting in less benefit and access to the people of the world? This is all just part of the full disclosure that's coming. There are many individuals that can, you can telepathically communicate with UAPs, UFOs. That's part of the way the world, the universe works, actually. And a lot of this will be part of full disclosure. So understanding which people can communicate with extraterrestrials and with UAP aircraft, spacecraft. This is not really all about, certain people trying to hoard that ability and then control humanity or anything of that nature. It's just all part of a rollout process. And this particular technique or ability to telepathically communicate resides actually with millions of people here on Earth right now. Okay. 59. Hello, Sterling and team. Can you please explain what the difference is between ETs and interdimensional beings? So, interdimensional is really a definition of any entity or being that can transcend through dimensions, right? So, even psychics and mediums do this when they communicate with the other side. Extraterrestrials can move through dimensions, so thereby being defined as interdimensional beings. Skinwalkers can move through dimensions. So, being interdimensional means that whatever you're talking about with their entity can move through dimensions, and there are many types of entities that can move through multiple dimensions. Okay, so kind of ones maybe overall you can define as a process to be able to move through dimensions, and the other definition is around what types of entities can move through dimensions. 58. Hello, Sterling. I live in BC, Canada. On Halloween last year, I was out trick-or-treating with family. At one point, two of us saw a long stream of lights in the sky moving north. There could have been around 30 to 50 lights. They were moving in a wave-like pattern in a partially straight line, although all lights stayed in a line. What did we see? From what my team's telling me, this appears to be you saw a string of satellites. It could also have been Starlink satellites in the sky. They tend to look like strings of lights moving across the sky. It appears to me that you may have seen a string of Starlink, what they call low orbiting satellites. 57, hello Sterling, since 45 wants to bring back jobs to the US, will there be incentives for US production and post-production of movies, TV, and film? Or will these jobs continue to leave the US? I do see that over the next 6 month period, there's going to be a real aggressive push to bring film and television jobs, not just back to the US, but back to certain areas of the US, like Hollywood, like Southern California, like California, as opposed to going to other areas of the world. So, yeah, there's some movement here. And I think, if you look at California, it'll be like Governor Newsom that's going to bring back a lot of the jobs back to California. Obviously, there was some competition with Georgia, for example, other areas of the US, even New Mexico. Yeah, there are more film, television, entertainment jobs coming back over the next 6 months here by a lot of investment and aggressive good work by politicians to bring it all back and make sure it doesn't go abroad to places like Prague, for example. 56. Hello, Sterling and team. Is James Carville, political pundit, former linchpin for Bill Clinton's election, correct in stating that the current administration will collapse in a matter of weeks under the pressure of public opinion, threatening elected officials' re-election? I do see significant changes happening here, not the least of which is a lot of data scientists coming out showing the election interference, how there was electronic malware and manipulation. So James Carville is onto something here. I've always seen that we're going to see a lot of this information come out. Remember, I talk about the AIMS strategy all the time, using letters AIMS. There was the analysis, the investigation, the movement, military, and then the separation coming around the White House because of the election interference. So he's onto something here. So I don't see he's saying maybe next couple of weeks, probably maybe like next month or two, but almost around the same time frame. 55. Hello, Sterling. Various groups believe we are in a 30-year reset and that open contact with ETs is imminent. Some claim ETs are benevolent entities, while many world governments are corrupt. Others believe in good and bad ETs. Can you shed some light on this? Yeah, so we talk about the three-decade reset all the time. This came up from my angelic team the first time I ever heard about it for the years 2020 to 2050. Full disclosure as part of this. Full disclosure, we're almost on top of it now for extraterrestrials over the next 1 to 2 years here. Really, full disclosure is going to be something that a lot of people will witness. In terms of, good or bad extraterrestrials, less than 1% are maybe very aggressive towards the planet. They're kept in check by the other 99% of all extraterrestrials. Some like to point to reptilians as being a little more aggressive. There are good reptilians, and then there are more aggressive reptilians, but not to worry. But yes, all part of the disclosure, it's part of the 3-decade reset overall. Full disclosure is happening much faster than the 3 decades, okay? 54 on the countdown. Hello, Sterling. The new regimen has fired so many national parks employees and services, and so accessibility is now limited to national parks. Can you see what the end game is for all these beautiful, historically significant national parks and protected lands? Is it for industrial expansion or commercial use of timber? Does 45 intend to offer our park lands for sale? So yes, I've seen and predicted this, that 45 is planning to sell off approximately 5% of national parks for revenue-based industrial applications. Could be timber, could be other types of resources. And so this is all part of an overall plan that 45's administration is orchestrating right now. But it looks like it'll be limited to something like 5%, is what they're telling me. They're 53 in the countdown. Do humans on Earth ever have an option of reincarnating as extraterrestrial species on other planets? So, Homo sapiens sapiens, the version of humanity here right now, certainly can reincarnate in other galaxies, other planets, but they do not reincarnate as extraterrestrials. Okay. When you start out millions of years ago, we all start out as star seeds in certain galaxies. Some of those souls that were created started out as extraterrestrials. Many times they continue to be ET species. So if you started out kind of effectively way back millions of years ago, moving down the trajectory of Homo sapiens sapien, you're not reincarnating as an extraterrestrial, but you can reincarnate other planets anywhere in the galaxy. 52. Will Ukraine ever be part of NATO? I do see that as the case within 2 years. Could even be a little faster. 51. Will federal government retiree pensions be affected by EM cuts? Here again, yes, in the short term, within 2025, and then it gets to back to rebalancing out by the time we get into 2026. 50 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. Can spirits, angels, guardian angels, guides, ancestors help us find lost objects? If so, how might they do this? Primarily, yeah, angels and guides are very effective at helping you find lost objects. So if you just simply call in your primary angels and guides, plural, ask them to help you find objects they can. Family members typically aren't very good at that from the other side. They send me a lot of love, a lot of support. They're not very good at communicating where lost objects are. So it's primarily your angels and guides that can help you with that. 49. Hello, Sterling. Why does 45 and EM want to go to Fort Knox? Will they try to steal gold or have they already done so? It does appear to myself and my team that they're trying to siphon off some assets from Fort Knox to pay debts around the world. Something going on here with that. So, not taking a large portion of it, siphoning off some portion of what's in Fort Knox. Kind of reminds me of what they used to call, maybe still do, skimming. That was done by a lot of the mobs around Las Vegas, right? Skimming of casino revenue, so taking things off the top. 48. Hello, Sterling. California Governor Gavin Newsom asked Congress for almost $40 billion in wildfire recovery relief aid. Does your team see California receiving this aid, or do you see it being blocked by 45? I do see that all the funds will eventually be released. But I do see there'll be a caveat in terms of like something like the funding cannot be used to create immigrant housing or homeless shelters. Now, I feel like California is going to have a good backup plan for that, but there'll be like some provision before the money's released Again, I can't build housing for immigrants or homeless housing, something like that. It'll all be worked out, but California will be taken care of. There'll be money or funds for California, within California, for construction program for these kinds of things. So, yeah, some sort of a caveat thrown into it before the funding gets released. 47, Dear Sterling and team, are 45 in stealing millions, billions from the Treasury? And can this be detected by responsible people in government? So, here again, this is a little different, but we talk about Fort Knox. I do see some funds in the Treasury being siphoned off in ways that will be hard to calculate, hard to audit. So, there is money being moved sideways here. Again, it's not going to take down the US, but I do see some money being siphoned off. It's actually going to be uncovered by authorities very shortly here. 46. Do extraterrestrials have spirit guides and angels? Do they have well-developed psychic abilities? So, all extraterrestrial entities have very good, well-developed telepathic communication capabilities developed over millions of years. That's one of the ways they can communicate with every language on the planet, every language in the universe, using very strong telepathic communication capabilities that transcend language. So, do they have good psychic ability? Well, if you look at psychic, I mean, there are eight clairs, and yes, many of them have good psychic ability across the eight clairs, like being clairvoyant, being able to see, be able to do predictive, precognitive ability. Yeah, all that is true for a lot of extraterrestrial groups. 45, will federal employees who were fired by EM be rehired with compensation after 45 is removed from office and his election decertified? Yes, but this will not take place until somewhere around early 2026. 44, hello, Sterling. Will Canada be successful revoking EM citizenship? Again, yes, once millions of signatures are obtained in petitions. I think right now they might have several hundred thousand signatures, but I get that when there's millions of signatures, then they'll eventually be able to have his citizenship removed or revoked. 43, hi, Sterling. Can you please tell me if EM is financing Pierre's Canadian campaign or influencing him for Russia? Yes, I get there's direct involvement here of back funding Pierre's campaign. So, very similar to what happened in the US with 45. 42, will the January 6th committee and the Capitol Police officers be safe? Yes, I do see a large number of lawsuits going back and forth, but I do see in the long run they're safe, so I don't see that their lives are taken, but a lot of lawsuits floating back and forth, which will, cause some consternation. 41 in the countdown, Dear Sterling and team, a few years ago I heard that in the future, pure drinkable water will be more valuable than gold. Do your guides still see this as being the case? No, not at all, actually, because good effective desalination technology, that is, be able to take seawater and make it drinkable water, that technology will be with us within just a few short years here, within about 2 years. The biggest drawback to desalination technology has been tremendous use of energy to do it. There's new technology coming here that will be only use a fraction of the amount of energy. And that's being delivered by extraterrestrials right now, that technology. So no, it won't be a case where drinking water is as valuable as gold and people are fighting over it. No, there'll be actually be plenty of water on the planet here. 40, hi Sterling, will the general public ever witness a shape-shifting reptilian in our lifetime? Well, so yes, actually, many have already witnessed shape-shifting extraterrestrials. So not just reptilian, all extraterrestrial species can shape-shift, most all of them. And remember, there's two ways to do that. One is through an optical effect, so it changes kind of what you're seeing. The second way is actually through a cellular-based way of shape-shifting, actually changing, morphing their cellular structure. That technology, by the way, it would be the same technology in 100 years that's deployed to Earth that'll allow people to transport. If you think about the series Star Trek, so remember two ways of shape-shifting, but it's not just limited to reptilians. Many of extraterrestrials can shape-shift. 39, hello Sterling. Did Louis DeJoy step down in anticipation of 45 moving to privatize the USPS? Yes, he wanted to be in line for a controlling position with the post office when he thinks it will be privatized. I don't see the USPS being fully privatized. I do see a lot of augmentation going on there, using other companies like Amazon, to assist. So there'll be a back and forth cooperative relationship. But I think you're asking about Louis DeJoy here. That is one of the reasons he stepped down, trying to stand in line. He wanted to have a controlling interest in the privatization of USPS, which I don't see taking place. 38. Hello, Sterling. Bernie Sanders is going to the red states to try to get the Republicans we need to vote with Democrats. Will he be safe? I do see him being safe, and I see him taking extra security with him. So I do see him being safe, what they're telling me. 37. What is behind the firings of various military leadership, like Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Charles Q. Brown, as well as Naval Operations Chief Lisa Franchetti and others? I get, 45 is trying to get full control of the military, put people in there that are supportive of his ideals, his strategies. So that's what's behind it, trying to get full control of the military. It won't happen in the long run. That is full control. There are those that are loyal to the Constitution, to humanity, to truth around the world. So, but that's what's behind it. 36, is it possible for a medium to work with those on the other side through use of ChatGPT? So, no, not necessarily. ChatGPT does not connect with the supernatural. ChatGPT can take a lot of earth-based information and certainly put it in a format that's easier to understand. But ChatGPT does not connect directly with the supernatural. No, it does not. As long as you have a very strong connection with your angels and guides, that's where a lot of that connection comes from. And you can utilize ChatGPT to correlate information you get. Let's say you're doing a reading on Stonehenge. It can augment that, but no connection of ChatGPT to the supernatural. 35, dear Sterling and team, I've been watching the show The Curse of Oak Island on the History Channel for the past 10 years. Oak Island is off the coast of Nova Scotia. Is there treasure on the island? There was treasure. I've read this before. There was treasure there at one time, placed there like in the 1600s or 1700s. The treasure has long since washed away, so it's no longer there. In fact, it washed away hundreds of years ago. 34. Will the so-called border czar, Tom Homan, be stopped from his aggressive deportation efforts? He will be stopped, but it's going to continue for the better part of what I'm going to tell you is 2025, and then his efforts will start to calm down in early 2026. Okay, 33 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Do you see much violence erupting in our country when all gets revealed about the election interference and 45 not being the designated winner? I do see large protests around the country, and they'll be on both sides. But what's interesting is that I do see it being shut down by like the National Guard or some US troops. I don't see a lot of, I just see violence, a lot of unrest, but it'll actually settle out pretty quickly in a matter of days, weeks, that kind of a thing. Actually, what they tell me, it's probably more like weeks, but it'll be shut down. 32, Alnur Musayev, 72, a former intel officer and former head of Kazakhstan's National Security Committee, stated that 45 was recruited at the age of 40 in approximately 1987 under code name Krasnov. Is this true? What are the ramifications of this? If true, does the US government know? I get this all has a basis in fact in some way, and that the US government's aware of it, and this is like documented. So, this is part of an ongoing issue, and there is some truth around all this. 31. Meta is currently defending a number of lawsuits about Instagram harming children from causing addiction to marketing guns to children. Will any of these lawsuits be successful? I do get one of them will be very successful. One of the losses will be very successful within 2025 and generate a large payout from Meta to the plaintiffs. 30. Last week, EM donated a few thousand Starlink satellites to the FAA to replace the outdated, problematic telecommunications equipment currently in use that Congress refused to fund to replace a couple of years ago. The new Starlink satellites are being installed this week. Will the FAA be able to become independent of EM? That, they will maintain a level of independence based on some redundant systems. So there's an ongoing process here, but I'm getting redundant backup systems are going to be able to allow them to maintain some level of independence and not total reliance on Starlink. 29. Does the Catholic Church know about extraterrestrials seeding the earth? Yes, and they've refused to acknowledge the fact to the public because it goes against doctrine or scripture or whatnot. But yes, the Catholic Church is very aware of it. In fact, the Catholic Church, what I get all the time is they have a very large archive, and some of it's underground and well locked up in vaults of information that directly correlates extraterrestrial involvement with the humanity and the churches, going back thousands of years. 28. Will 45 be broadly exposed as cooperative as a Russian asset to the world, or will that piece of information be kept confidential for some reason? I get this is all part of information that's going to be kind of a large-scale information release as we get out through 2025. 27. Will Texas Representative James Assotolorico be one of the dozen Democrats in the forefront showing more aggression and being on the offense? He's angering the right with comments like, you can't call yourself a Christian if you deny healthcare, food stamps, and reject migrants. Yes, it'll all be part of a very large group of Democrats, over a dozen that'll be very aggressive and really on the offense at pushing forward the truth. I do see this. He'll be one part of a dozen that'll be very critical in this area. 26. The U.S. voted against the UN resolution and sided with Russia, North Korea, and Belarus at UN on Russia-Ukraine war resolution. Will this have severe repercussions for the U.S., and do you see the U.S. heading to a serious crisis? This is creating a big opposition for the U.S. with the world, but again, this is all somehow going to come back around again within 2025 here and get resolved. It does look like, in many respects, 45 is trying to isolate the U.S. But that's not going to be successful in the long run here. So yeah, this is like consider this like a data point on the way to progress and getting this all turned around. But this is all part of a campaign to isolate the U.S., which is the opposite of what kind of founding fathers and a lot of the reasons we went through all the world wars. We tried to get to a place where there's more cooperation, collaboration with the world. So this is all going to turn around. 25. Are people over 55 going to be able to get the new jobs being created for artificial intelligence? Will there be training for anyone who wants these jobs? Yes, there'll be a large contingent of AI, artificial intelligence, advanced learning programs available, much the same way there is through any college or university right now, or extension university. So there'll be both public and private training programs available. It's all part of the progression of where the world's going and humanity. There should be a lot going on in this area. So a lot of education will be available for the asking, but you'll have to seek it out. I said online courses, local universities, that kind of a thing. 24. Hello, Sterling and team. Have you listened to the telepathy tapes by Kai Dickinson? They supposedly prove that nonverbal autistic people demonstrate amazing telepathic abilities. Is this real? It's 100%, well, it's 100% real. I have no direct understanding or relationship with the telepathy tapes, but we talk about this all the time on this channel that autistic children, they completely have a lot of nonverbal telepathic skills. Kind of the way that the brain orients itself and the way the soul and the spirit orients itself. Sometimes when individuals, let's say they're lacking in one area, it's kind of made up for in other areas. But telepathic communications among nonverbal autistic people is very, very common. We talk about it all the time on this channel. 23, will we see a profound increase to life expectancy due to medical and technological advancements coming soon? Well, in starting in roughly 15 years, 1-5, the average life expectancy will increase 5 to 10 years for almost everybody. So, just to advances in medication, genetic engineering, things going on. So, again, in about 15 years, life expectancy will increase at least 5 to 10 years for most individuals and actually get progressively better. 22 in the countdown. Can you see why both President Biden and Kamala Harris have retained a powerful ad media group called CAA, Creative Artists Agency in Century City, California, is a move to help them bring all of the fraud and election interference to light? Not exactly. CAA has been around for a long time. Creative Artists Agency is one of the biggest in the entertainment industry. However, it looks like they want to take advantage of book deals, ways to get messaging out there. So I would say it's not directly related, but for them to be able to take advantage of new ventures, that's certainly helping move, I'll call political wisdom forward. So a little bit of both there, but that's not the primary reason they signed up with CAA. 21, hello, Sterling and team. When the Pleiadians and other ETs finally reveal themselves to us, will we have the option to leave with them if we choose? No, not unless you're actively involved working with them right now. So that includes a lot of scientists that are working with them right now, and other individuals are doing things around world peace and medical advances. So no, you won't have the ability to hitch a ride, so to speak. No, unless it's already part of your life path and you're working with them right now, in the case of a lot of scientists. 20. Hello, Sterling. I have a question regarding Canada and rumors that the Liberal Party will delay our upcoming election. What do you see for our future? I do see Canadian politics swinging, kind of far right. We've talked about this before. However, it looks like in a large degree, Canada is waking up to election interference, what's going on in the US and around the world, Germany and their election. And it looks like that Canada will be able to turn the corner here and kind of save themselves. But I don't know about a delay per se, but I do see this whole chaotic influence of right offshore, influences in Canadian election, people, individuals, groups trying to push like Pierre, but it's all that's looks like not be successful long run. Looks like Canada's waking up to that. 19, how far off are we on regrowing gum tissue in the cases of gum disease or erosion? What will be treatment be like? Scientists have already made tremendous progress around the dental industry using genetic engineering, regrowing teeth. It's already taking off quite a bit. See with about another 8 to 10 years here, regrowing gums, genetic engineering involving regrowing all sorts of tissue, even eyes, organs, that's all coming. But around gums and around teeth, they've already made tremendous near-term progress here in this area. 18. Hi, Sterling. Will the National Archive information and documents be safe after 45 has fired the head of the National Archives? No, the documents aren't safe, and some of them have already been released and moved around the world. So it's a problem that the U.S. is going to have to contend with from a security and intelligence standpoint. No, they're not safe, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to tell you that. 17, what will they discover at the CERN Institute of Quantum Physics Research in Geneva, Switzerland, that will revolutionize humanity in the coming years? What's going to be learned? This is tremendous advances in what are called quantum mechanics, the physics of the atom, quantum physics, quantum mechanics. But that's going to unlock things like space travel, how portals work, how time travel works. Even how like Star Trek's transporter works. As I was talking about, in 100 years, will have the technology, know how to disassemble and reassemble atoms or the body, the cellular structure. So a lot of these things are going to come out in addition to understanding how free energy works. Remember, that's from a quantum physics standpoint. More energy comes out of the reaction than you have to put into it. So all this is coming up, big advances from the CERN accelerator. 16. How many politicians will be removed from office related to election interference or other criminal activity? Approximately at least 20 politicians will be released when all this starts to unravel and all this election interference comes out. 15. Hi, Sterling and team. Is the young orca brave little hunter who escaped the lagoon near Zabalos, looks like British Columbia, Canada, where her mother perished, still alive and thriving? And has she joined a family unit? It does appear she's joined another family unit, and there'll be spottings of her within the next 1 to 2 months. So I'm not sure what's going on with all that. Maybe they have not seen her, but looks like she's joined another family unit pod. And I hear very clearly within 1 to 2 months, people will observe her or see her. 14, the countdown. EM sent out an email asking for 5 bullet points about what we as federal workers did last week. Some of my colleagues think it's nice that he wants to know. I believe it's another form of psychological bullying. Am I misinterpreting the email? So the information that's being requested is actually they want to use it for leverage against the federal workforce in the future. So I'd be very, very careful about leaning into that. Obviously, we don't give any kind of job advice here or legal advice. Work with your superiors. But this is not a benevolent ask. This is actually wanting to dig deeper into what people think is important and actually data mining that information using artificial intelligence to come up with ways to leverage, gain leverage over the federal workforce and not bring them back. So, yeah, I think you have to be very careful in this area, is what I'm getting from my team. 13, the Resolute desk in the Oval Office has been removed for cleaning. Has it or will it be sold to an oligarch? I don't get it's going to be sold to an oligarch, but I do get that advanced listening information, audio, microphones are going to be placed in the desk for listening technology. That's going to be interesting enough. It looks like not just for us, but for allies and either offshore entities. So there's something not good. There's like technology being installed on the desk, listening devices, not be sold to the oligarchs. 12, Dr. Stephen Greer, advisor to several past presidents on ET situations, has said that he has handed off a thick binder full of UFO UAP evidence to 45. Will 45 disclose information to the public, as many people who voted for him as an agent of chaos believe he will? Will it be within 35 days, as some have gone on the record to say? I don't see this taking place. I don't even see the direct delivery of the binder. I don't see the transfer of information. I don't see the information coming out through 45. Maybe the extraterrestrial groups are completely dead set against having 45 involved in any of their efforts or activity because they come from a very benevolent humanity acceleration space. It's the opposite of where 45 is coming from. So none of this actually looks like either took place. It is going to happen. In terms of what they're saying about a binder being released here by Dr. Stephen Greer and 45 has it, and he's going to release it, my team saying no. 11, since 45 has now fired the top general chief of staff and other key military positions, will he also then try to take away people's right to bear arms and confiscate the guns we already have so we can't defend ourselves against him and his potential government? You know, this is all part of a plan to try to, in a larger sense, take away weapons, create, call out martial law, implement martial law. It doesn't look like this is all going to happen. This is, there's a lot of chaos around all this. Don't get me wrong, but it doesn't look like this is all going to take place. Maybe the way this person is very fearful of understanding, taking away everyone's guns, declaring martial law. There are going to be elements of that talked about in the press and the media, and may even 45 may try to declare some poor martial law somewhere. It's not going to pan out. It's not going to be something that's going to be instrumental in the US. 10. Hello, Sterling. I want to know if the 45 administration will renege on their agreement to pay the federal workers who took the buyout through September 2025. Yes, they will renege on the agreement, and they'll claim that the money is not there, it's not budgeted, they'll make up stories. Again, here, this is going to get rectified as we get out through 2025, but looks like it'll get dragged out in courts. Now, I'm seeing that they're going to renege on it, and a court may step in and say, no, you can't stop it now. It's got to go through court. So there's a lot of hurdles are going to be crossed here, but it does look like they're going to try to renege on it. 9 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. You mentioned hybrids in your last video. My question is, how are they raised? Are ETs their parents? Are they placed with human parents? So in almost all cases, they received in the families through the adoption process. So a lot of human families don't really understand they're adopting hybrid children. It's through the adoption process. So they're raised by humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, not raised by extraterrestrials, but they're here for a purpose, many of them to help humanity. 8. Will RFK Jr. Be successful in limiting Americans' access to antidepressants, ADHD medication, and other psychiatric meds? Yes, this is all part of a plan that's going to get rolled out here in 2025 and then get turned around, dragged in the courts. Now, I'm getting from my team, there'll be other ways to get the medication, not a doctor. But it's like they may stop certain manufacturers or something, and then there'll be other ways to get the medication. 7. Hi, Sterling and team. This is my first ever question. Will women regain body autonomy, reproductive rights, abortion rights, and will the ERA ever pass, which President Biden published, become an official amendment? I do see the ERA will become an official amendment to the Constitution, more like 2026 going into 2027. And at the same time, a lot of women's reproductive rights will also be reestablished. So we've talked about in this channel many times that eventually Roe v. Wade will get overturned. It'll come back around again. A lot of this is going to happen in this particular questioning here around 2026 and 2027. 6 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. If a soul or spirit has reincarnated, then a psychic medium could potentially not contact them. Is that right? No, it's not actually correct. What happens is there are what's set up in heaven, another dimension, are what are called relay points. Think about them like satellite dishes. So remember, a lot of Homo sapiens sapiens don't reincarnate for anywhere near 80 to 100 Earth years. Some of them come back faster. If you take this scenario where somebody has already reincarnated, you can actually still communicate with them and their soul through what are called relay points in heaven. And relay points are not parts of your soul that are left in heaven. Your soul transitions with you. Your full soul DNA, everything as you go lifetime to lifetime. 5. Who actually did the fixing of the election voting, EM, or his young technology minions, or Russian hackers? So this was a collective effort planned out and developed over decades, but the most recent implementation was done by young hackers. And the government already has their names, they know who did it. Along with satellite services companies, okay? 4. By the way, we put out a hot off the press today, which you can find up on our YouTube channel, with a very good comprehensive data analysis and data insights done by a group that shows how the election interference took place. And you can find that up on our community board. You'll see that post dated today, March 1st. It's got a link to the video. Number 4, currently in New York State, there's a massive strike by corrections officers. Will this be resolved soon? I get within 1 month, this will all be resolved. That's coming, parties will come to a resolution around this. I think this all is based on very poor incarnate, let's call facilities, very poor conditions or something. And it looks like within 1 month, all the parties will come together. Number 3 in the countdown, will 45's administration stop the refunds to the people per the Social Security Fairness Act signed by President Biden before he left office? This relates directly to what they call the WEP and GPO. What was that, the Windfall Act and the was it Government Provisions Act or something? I'm just going from memory here, but it was WP, GPO. So it looks like all this it'll be affected short term, and then this protected as I remember now, some types of classes of employees from getting access to benefits they were deserving of, because the government was saying, you're like double dipping, you're getting Social Security and a pension. So this is going to go through a little bit of a car wash, so to speak, but then the provisions that will allow this extra pension to be paid out will be paid out. So I don't want you to worry. It's all going to end up where the extra pension payouts, they won't be penalized, okay? And number two and number one, I always take notes before I start the session, so I'll read those back to you. Number two, what do you see coming up this week? New, really significant aggression from Russia toward Ukraine, based on the fact they see a window of opportunity resulting from the disastrous White House meetings this week. Several European countries will step in by providing new air power and defenses for Ukraine. The first in a series of speeches to Congress by 45 this week that will fully demonstrate to all Americans in the world the U.S. is on the wrong track for the world, which will start significant MAGA backlash, believe it or not. Tariffs appear to be starting this week. I think it's March 4th, this week for Mexico, Canada, and China. However, it appears there'll be another stall in the process that delays the start. It will delay the start. Further concerns relative to the Pope's overall health, please send love and light. There's a lot going on this week. And number one in our countdown, do you have anything your guides want to share? The promises we make to ourselves in relationship to our lives creates ripples across time and affects everyone around us, and in turn, the world at large. Make sure you always stand in your truth, and humanity will be taken care of in the process. On that note, that concludes the show being recorded today on Saturday, March 1st, 2025. Be posted to all media platforms on Sunday, March 2nd, 2025. As always, you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. Dates available July, August, and September of 2025, maybe a couple even October. And again, if you want to join our Platinum membership, our VIP membership, access to hundreds of videos online, along with our live streams on Fridays, Pacific Time Zone. You can join our Platinum membership. The join button is on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. On that note, I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care, and I will see you all again very soon.